Many of us have heard of Plymouth Rock, the famous landing spot of the Pilgrims, but at the northern tip of Michigan, you'll find another rock, larger in size and well-known during the early years of European navigation. The story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
At the northern tip of Michigan, Gail Mercer helps tell the story of a very important place geographically in this nation.
Mackinac City is known as the tip of the mitt. We're a small city on the Straits of Mackinac, and the Straits of Mackinac actually separate Lake Michigan from Lake Huron. It is a very important trading area, has been for centuries.
Long before the first Europeans arrived here, Native Americans came to this area to fish, trade, and hunt. And where Gail and I are located in particular was a noteworthy landmark.
Our big rock was known for many years as Magulpin Rock, but we have gone back to the native name, which is Cheeson. And our big rock is about 52 tons. It's 33 feet around, 39 feet in the other direction. But our rock was first noted by a European explorer named Etienne Brule back in 1615.
And soon after, others began passing through this place.
The French were the first Europeans to arrive in here, missionaries, fur traders, the French voyageurs.
This area of today's state of Michigan was important for the trapping and trade that took place here.
During the 1830s, there was estimated, millions and millions of dollars of trade in the fur industry back in those kinds of dollars. Can you imagine what that would be like today?
By the 1850s, the type of commerce began to change.
Then fishing became a big industry. After the Civil War, essentially, it became a tourist area. So the Victorians came up on steamships from Chicago and Detroit, Toledo, Cleveland.
It remains a tourist destination for many, and this rock is still a reference for navigation. More next time as we travel the countryside near Mackinac City, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.